It's show number 60.
60. You see, I see the wagon, and it's heading over the hill.
Don't worry, little lady. I'll fix their wagon.
As we slowly disappear into the sunset.
Not even a giggle out of you.
No, dude.
That was a silly John Wayne voice.
I don't laugh at impressions.
But I sounded just like him.
Maybe if it were President Bush, I'd laugh. I like to laugh at the old Bushster.
At the old
Busherino.
Bush Senior or Bush Junior?
Oh, Junior.
All right. Well, let's just play some music because I don't want to play the impression.
That's it.
I like it.
I thought that song was good when I first heard it. I think it's great now.
Yeah.
It's a grower.
Tokyo Police Club.
Like a good bit of toe fungus.
Good one, Dan.
Thanks, man. That's one of my better finds. In fact, you know what? I got to say, I'm really stoked about two, if not all three songs I brought today.
Are you?
Which is rare. I mean, usually I'm pretty into one.
Why would you bring me and the rest of our listeners mediocre shit?
Because we're swimming in a sea of caca mierd, you know, and mediocre mierd is better than caca mierd.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
You know. Okay.
But, you know, one tries, doesn't
it? I liked
one.
It.
Yeah.
I thought it was good.
Thank you.
I don't know what to say.
Moving right along.
Yeah. So.
So, man, we posed a question to the listeners.
Oh, and they responded. That was crazy. Should we go over some of the responses?
Well, yeah. But we can give them the cliff notes, too.
Well, maybe we should go... Maybe we should... Before we get into the heavy stuff, maybe we should get into at least one more track.
Okay.
Or do you... I mean, I don't know. How about the Scanners?
Go with the Flow.
A friend of mine at work showed me this band today, and I liked it.
Yeah.
Thanks,
yeah.
Bexy.
Cause under your skin,
Yeah, baby.
That was pretty cool.
That was terrific. They reminded me of like a female Strokes with a little bit more 80s going on them. Like they might almost be wearing shoulder pads.
They're actually pretty good. That's not even the good.
Despite the shoulder pads.
They have a better version of that track. That was like the version that they recorded themselves, and they have like a professionally edited version of that track too.
Well done. They're superstars.
Well done.
Do you have the bio for them? Do you have any of the info? Most importantly, of course, to me, where are they from? I don't know why I have to have a geographical pin. I got to put a pin on the map for every band I hear.
They're from East Side Londoners.
Oh, really?
Right around here, Shoreditch area, I believe.
Funny that Hoxton area going with like, the 80s sound again.
Yeah, I know. But I have a feeling there's all these bands are actually from like Norwich.
Yeah.
You know.
But they moved here to make it big.
Yeah, exactly. You know. It's like how many bands are actually from LA?
London? Well, not many people are actually from London either.
Yeah, exactly.
So my girlfriend, she's legit.
Yeah.
That's why I'm dating her.
Too legit to quit.
Yeah. No joke. She doesn't want to ever leave London. Man. Well, that's wicked. And just to go back, the song we played before was Tokyo Police Club.
Was
Tokyo Police Club.
Wasn't it?
And I want to tune in everyone who listens. If they don't, I'm probably actually the last one to become aware of this website. But have you ever heard of daytrotter.com?
No, you mentioned that, but I haven't been there yet.
Freaking amazing. They have a massive library of free downloadable MP3 tracks of wicked indie bands. And you don't have to pay for it. The one like side to it is that none of the MP3s for download are recordings from their albums. They're all live recordings that these bands have done in their studios.
Oh, that's cool.
Which is cool, but they all have like a late at night, you know, fifth of Jack Daniels, like rough recording kind of sound to them where everyone's just goofing. But they get some really great tracks out of everybody. And so that's where I found Tokyo Police Club. In fact, that's where I found that track.
That's good.
Yeah, yeah. Quite good. Check it out. Daytrotter.com.
Well good, innit?
Mm.
So, South by Southwest is this week.
You've been to it before?
South by Southwest?
Yeah.
No.
I've never been either.
I always wanted to go.
I love Austin, too. Austin, Texas is one of my favorite cities in the United States.
There's all these great bands that I've never heard of.
And they got
so
bats.
I'm sure they're good.
They got huge numbers of bats.
What do you mean they have bats? Oh, there's a huge bat population in Austin.
There's a huge bat population. They all live under this one bridge in the city. And at night, they all come out in force.
I love...
Are there vampires, too?
No, but there should be a teen movie about that.
Ren just asked if there are vampires. For those of you who can't hear the girl in the corner without the microphone...
on her pristine white 15-inch Mac.
No, it's good. I mean, I'm just looking through the list here. There's like, you know, the Rosebuds and the Comas and
Kinski.
Those are two of the ones that stick out as bands I've actually heard of. Division Day.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, Blast from the Past.
Seawolf. Hey.
Another Wolf band. That's one I didn't even know about. Yeah. Do you know Seawolf?
Beirut.
I've heard them. I can't remember when.
The Spider Bags. I don't know who they are. Do you?
No, this is getting...
But that's kind of fun.
This is getting too cool. They also sound...
Yeah.
South by Southwest, I didn't
Simple
realize,
Kid.
They have a really awesome film.
Levi Weaver is playing there.
Levi Weaver. Was it
Jamie? Jamie said we should play it this week, but
Jamie
I couldn't.
Weaver. We couldn't get it.
Couldn't get the track.
Yep.
Well, let me see. I'm going to see if I can pull it because actually there's a lot of great stuff. SXSW.com. There's all kinds of great files here for download. So let me see. I actually might be able to download.
Failing.
What?
I was just talking to the listeners.
What did you say?
Don't worry. They weren't paying attention.
What did you say?
Mitch, I have a question.
What?
It's a straight question. Give me a straight answer. And it's not loaded in any way at all.
Let me have a beer first.
Why does MySpace suck so bad? In a sentence.
Because it's growing too quickly.
Okay. I can hit. Thank you for the answer.
Yeah.
You see, technical support won't give me that. They won't hold my hand like that. They won't say, you know, it hurt when you grew. It hurts us when we grow.
We're having growing pains.
That's all I want. It's just just something to sympathize to.
I don't know what else to say, Dan.
Okay. Well, you don't have to say anymore. Just be with me.
I mean, you know.
Just be here right now.
I think we all recognize the potential that's there.
Yeah. Yeah, we do.
But that can be frustrating after a while.
It can be. Flash media players can be frustrating.
Yeah, actually, I think Flash is like the one unifier. Oh, Liz, I hate that. Hello.
Oh, no.
It did that last time, and it actually ended up on the show.
Oh, it did?
Yeah.
We're going to have to press the stop.
There we go.
Hey, is it your mic?
I don't know.
It would do that to all of us?
I don't know. I think there's some weird electrical going on here. Mm-hmm. Anyways, isn't Flash cool because it's like the only thing that you don't have to download? Well, I guess you have to download it.
Sort of like
an
Adobe PDF reader kind of thing for media.
Yeah.
I guess. Although I still find it sluggish and heavy and funny and finicky. I mean, it wakes up on the wrong side of the bed.
Every media player that's out there kind of sucks.
It probably does. Actually, it's just that the only ones I ever see anymore are Flash media players.
Yeah.
That's all anyone ever uses. But
Windows media sucks. I think QuickTime is QuickTime's actually pretty fucking good.
It's really stripped down in a great way, and it's pretty damn reliable.
But it doesn't work on every single machine or something. Mm. I don't know. There's something weird about it.
Hmm. Where's our IT guy?
Yeah.
He's never here. He never shows up to answer our questions.
Brad! I don't know what his name is. let's have another track. What do you guys say?
What do you have lined up?
I mean, this is a music show after all. Let's play some music. How about Dr. Dog? Since we didn't have the
Dr. Dog. I was going to bring Dr. Dog.
I was going to bring Dr. Dog.
But you brought
Dog
Dr. Dog.
I didn't bring Dr. Dog.
I didn't bring Dr. Dog.
I didn't bring Dr. Dog.
You're fucking with me now, aren't you? You're just
Jamie brought Dr.
Jamie brought. Hey, Jamie, we're on the same wavelength.
She actually brought Dr. Dog like a month ago, and then
Jamie's on Day Trotter.
We never played it.
Jamie, I'm betting you right now you're on Day Trotter.
Yeah, are you on Day Trotter? Because Dr. Dog is pretty cool. Let's check it out, you guys. Here's 4 minutes and 50 seconds of pure bliss.
It's an easy beat of nothing, and we don't need no guitars. We can only sing and wreck our cars. Be careful of the judging side. His gavel and his sands collide, but he's only guilty of what's wrong. Yeah, you can take a feather and pull it from your eye.
Cool.
That was all right. I dig.
I liked it.
Reminds me a bit of the Unicorns, a little bit of the Thermals.
Okay.
A little bit of my pappy's grandchildren.
Okay.
It was good.
I haven't heard of any of those bands.
Well, my pappy's grandchildren literally is my pappy's grandchildren, but the others are, you know, it's kind of like slightly nerdy.
Uh-huh.
Like,
yeah, it is a little nerdy.
A little nerdy.
Like maybe they might play in a public library.
Yeah, almost. God, oh, let's not forget that on our calendars, Mitch. We must attend.
I know. I know.
Must.
So I was actually able to get that Levi Weaver track.
Oh, were you?
Yeah.
Where'd you find it?
It's on SXSW.com, South Wicked. By Southwest. Dude, I just looked through, and just on Wednesday alone were some of the bands I mentioned before, and then all these other bands that we've already played on Notes Underground. Mini Pop, Bright Black Morning Light.
Yeah, baby.
Monsters Are Waiting.
Oh, yeah.
The Automatic, Sunshine Underground. Dude.
Wow.
Good stuff.
Holy Jeebus. So that was, of course, Dr. Dog, right?
Yeah, that was Dr. Dog.
Yeah, they're playing on Late Night with Conan O'Brien tonight.
They are.
Conan's one step ahead of us,
That's
dude.
That's huge.
It is huge.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Well, then why did we even play that track?
Oh, hey, and they're playing Cafe du Nord. God, great. I miss San Francisco sometimes.
Yeah, that's a good venue.
That's a great venue.
Let's check out Levi Weaver because Jamie sent that over too. We got
Thanks,
a little,
Jamie.
This is a Jamie block here on notesunderground.com.
Well, Jamie does the legwork. Where's everybody else?
Yeah. Where are the rest of you slackers? Huh? Well, we're playing Levi Weaver.
Way to hustle, Jamie.
Yeah. I gotta pee.
I struggle to reconcile these words of hope and freedom and these ministers' convictions with these verbal mausoleums. Battle scarred emancipations and holy carpe diems. The battles and bombshells I have levied on myself in the form of you. In the form of you. But how can these all coexist? The heartbreak for the dying. When my tries gave way to failure, my sighs gave way to crying. And now look at this destruction. Good and evil still are fighting, leaving mangled half hearts in their wake. They take their toll on you in the form of me. In the form of me. I've been an agent of the death of love. I've been an angel from above. Don't mind the way I feel, please save yourself. And I've derailed your stability. You've given that ability to me. I can say I've done it well. But we failed the final challenge, love. We're both so out of balance, love. Let's commit this suicide and save us all. Oh, my heart will not forgive me for this unwilling extraction of your love from its controlling grips. This unpardonable action will wage civil war between my heart and mind. The dueling factions never really got along so well. I'll sell a heart that still belongs to you in the form of a tomb. But even my own heart's eternal unforgiveness does not measure in capacity for hurt. And in its volume of displeasure to the guilt that I would feel having killed you to have kept you. If you ever had an ounce of trust, believe me when I say you must be free from this inferno from me. Well, I've been an agent of the death of love. I've been an angel from above. Well, don't mind the way I feel. Please save yourself. And I've derailed your stability. You've given that ability to me. And I can say I've done it well. But we failed the final challenge, love. We've been so in and out of love. Let's commit this suicide and save our soul. And that you love me. And oh, I love you still. I believe that you love me. And I believe that you love me. Hey. To make justify the columns of the right now and what's left forever underneath the layers of a heart that's partly me and partly you. I am partly you. That precise equation, I must separate my feelings and our futures for the sake of you, the sake of your own healing. If I let you be a part of me, my self-destruction, peeling back the layers of your love, will take you down and I will not need that to you. No, I will not be that to you. Death of love, I've been an angel from above. But don't mind the way I feel, please save yourself. And I've derailed your priorities. You've given that ability to me. And I can say I've done it well. But we failed the final challenge, love. We're both so out of balance, love. Let's commit this suicide and save us all. And we failed the final challenge, love. We've been so in and out of love. Let's commit this suicide and save us all. Let's commit this suicide and save us all. Let's commit this suicide and save us all.
Wicked.
That was cool.
Dude, we got a rock'em sock'em show. I swear, we've been rolling.
This is like the best show we've ever done.
Show 60. 60. Best show ever.
That's like, I don't even know what that's like.
This is quality. Not that I would ever ask any of our listeners to pay for it, but people would.
Come on. I mean, if only more people knew about us. Are you guys telling your friends?
Yeah. If you don't tell 10 friends after this show, then a ghost will visit you tonight and it'll suck away your good sex life.
Don't. Oh, wait, Dan.
It'll kill your puppies.
No.
What'll it do?
No.
Come on, Mitch. We got to threaten them.
This is not a chain letter show. You can't curse people for listening. You know what I mean? Don't you feel kind of suckered when you get an email from a friend you haven't heard from in a long time? And then they're like, if you don't pass this to the 10 people by the end of this month, then your face will fall off.
Yeah. If you don't stop sending me those emails, I'll stop being your friend.
Here's the thing is I don't ever send those along.
You never have? Come on, you haven't been suckered into it once. Not even the Bill Gates one will send you a billion bazillion pounds. Not even that one. I've gotten that so many damn times.
I get it from my dad. Like, come on, geez. Dude. You know?
Yeah.
I'm like, this has all the earmarkings of being
just
wrong.
Not even, it's not even wrong. Not even. Famous. Who is the famous physicist? Was it Heisenberg? Heisenberg. He, when his students would come to him with something that was just so out of this world, blatantly messed up, he would simply tell them that it's not even wrong. It's just not there. It's not even, it's so wrong, it's not even wrong. It's just off the spectrum. So I like, it's not even wrong. It's that wrong.
That's pretty wrong.
That's pretty damn wrong.
It must be my mic cord or something. Fix it. Hi, I have a Darth Vader like voice.
See, it does it to me too, so it can't be your mic.
There's something wrong with the device. What have you done with the device?
Anyway, we better get to business before it happens again.
This is bad. This is bad radio right here. Mm. So, guess who wrote us?
Everybody.
BJ from Sheboygan.
Hey, Shebtown.
He wrote, hey, from She Vegas. Great to see a new show. Listen to it immediately at work. Whoops. Two things for you. First, the content on your podcast is excellent. Thank you.
It's okay, man. No one has to pay too much attention when you're operating heavy machinery. You can just zone out.
Have to admit that sometimes I skip past the music to hear the give and take between you guys. Of course, I go back and listen, but it's your comments on the music and the bands and other stuff, too, that make the show. So if you're talking about cramming a few more songs into the same length, you'll lose some of what this listener is here for.
Oh. Quick, BJ, what was the name of the last track? Oh, you weren't listening.
Yeah. You know, I bet you didn't even know who it was.
God.
Because you skipped through it. BJ.
There'll be a quiz later.
We can get the ultra, he goes on to say, we can get the ultra popular music on the radio, but if there's less popular stuff that you like, even if it's pseudo popular, you should play it. Keep sending the quote unquote hot new thing. Mm-hmm. But obviously you need to play what you enjoy listening to, whatever it is. Well, I appreciate the advice there, BJ.
Yeah, yeah. Which is part of what's so great about the pod safe, and I hate that term so much.
That's but why the, I never use it anymore.
Yeah, with the pod safe like effort, the theme, because it really does force you to dig and find something that is hard to find.
Yeah.
Unless you just go to the South by Southwest website. And then it's just easy. Gigabytes upon gigabytes. Great stuff,
right? Did you go on there? It's
yeah,
crazy.
I was just looking at it.
Let me finish his note here. It says, the Sheboygan accent, not sure I can do it, but I'll have to I'll have to call you and try.
Yeah.
I didn't get a call.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to make sure
it's gone.
I'm going to make sure that the phone number is active because I've been having, I think Skype changed something. I used to have Skype in numbers for all these people. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden it stopped working.
Yeah.
I think Skype actually changed something that I had already had a paid subscription for. Is that weird?
That is bizarre.
I mean, that's fucked up, right? It's like, we've upgraded our system. Now you have to pay for something. Now you have to pay more for something you already paid
Please
for.
Please insert 25p. Please,
yeah. Sweet. Thanks, Skype. Anyways, I'll fix that, though, so you guys can call in.
Yeah, BJ, and be sure and call in.
And the number.
Show us what you got.
The number when I do fix it is 213-784-0924. And that's in the U.S. of A, even though I'm here in the U.K., so that would be country code number 1. Okay. You know, because we invented the phone.
Yes!
So we got
this. This is Mitch McAllister from the UK. Yeah. You must be the USA!
Yeah. Anyways, he goes on to say, not sure I can do it about the Sheboygan accent. But I'll have to call you and try. Basically, you replace all the THs with Ds and add hey to the end of any sentence. For instance, this is the way you put the brat in the bun. Hey.
Or is it more like an A, almost like Canadian?
He says H-E-Y.
Hey?
Hey can be a question too, he says. You want to go down by the lake? Hey, I don't know. I have no idea if I'm doing it right.
Yeah.
I've done everything I can not to sound like I'm from here, but I'll give it a shot for you when I call. Great show. Got to go back and listen to the songs. Yeah. Bye.
That reminds me. Endless Summer 2. You ever see Endless Summer 2?
No.
Wait, it wasn't Endless Summer 2. It was Liquid, Step Into Liquid. They interview all the Sheboygan surfers on Lake Wisconsin. Yeah. It's hilarious. These guys drinking their old Milwaukee. After a surf.
Milwaukee's
in fresh
best.
Water. Yeah.
So I can't, I mean, you guys can go to the website to read all these comments, but I want to stick to this theme here on whether or not we should be sticking to the podcast theme here.
I think we should be willing to bend the rules on just occasions. Like, for example, a certain album by a certain band whose name starts with arcade and ends in the word that sounds like Meyer is really good. And we might want to play a track of theirs, you know, because it's so damn good. And some of the listeners might not have heard it. So
maybe what we could do, because here's the thing, right? Because other people have actually said they've had people like other podcasts, like, get shut down.
Yeah, but it's the difference between being a habitual, you know, lawbreaker and just occasionally jaywalking.
But here's the thing, right? Maybe you could jaywalk with a mask on.
A balaclava.
Maybe we could start another podcast that has one or two good non-pod safe tracks. Will you stop?
I can't even, I unplugged my headphones have gone out, so I can't even hear it anymore.
I don't know.
But anyways, it's nice to static.
Yeah. Anyways, maybe it's the headphones. I don't know. Anyways.
Okay, well that's interesting. What if we gave a fresh link to like a new hidden.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe we have secret downloads.
Are you ready?
That's
Are you ready
cool.
to live in the sewer?
That's pretty cool, right?
Are you ready to like go off the grid?
Secret downloads. Not this show.
I like it.
I mean,
we give them a hand. They have to have a handshake and figure out the password through a series of clues intricately built in. And the clues put them on a treasure hunt that takes them to a golden sphere hidden somewhere in the United States that then inside has the password to our secret downloads.
You're out of control, dude.
Could work. It just might work. We have some loyal listeners.
But listen, here's what, I mean, that's the reason. Because listen what Christine has to say. She says, look, I'm glad I'm not the only one. She says, in response to BJ's comment about skipping some of the music to hear you talk, I'm glad I'm not the only one that does that. I enjoy the conversations and ramblings. I'm totally blushing right now. As much as the music. Then she goes on to say, by all means, please play what you want.
Yeah.
But see, I've lost a lot of my favorite podcasts due to what they play.
Well, by favorite, I bet she means like two, you know? But still, fair, like point taken.
She says, Dan, listen. She says, when they took risks and did not have the permission to play the music.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
And I absolutely love the random music that is played on Notes Underground. Mm-hmm. That's one of the one. Let's see, that no one has really heard of.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
We
no
set the
one.
Bar high. We set the bar high.
Well, I don't know. I'm feeling a little, I'm still feeling undecisive here because I would like to play some stuff that I actually listen to rather than stuff that I found. Like Arcade Fire.
Yeah. Or maybe the occasional Beta Band or LCD sound system. Or
we've done Beta Band.
I know we have, but there's no reason why we can't keep
actually,
doing it.
Because they're so actually good. A cool band.
They're so good.
But right, LCD sound system.
Yeah.
You know, for example.
Yeah, yeah. Final Fantasy. All sorts of interesting
Sunshine
stuff.
Underground.
Sunshine Underground.
Maybe. Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh. Anyways, we got some more tracks from Martin that I got to check out.
Yeah, Martin, we're sorry we couldn't get to him now, but we brought in so much damn good music today.
Some Jans Lakeman.
Actually, I haven't even had a chance to listen to your tracks yet, Martin. But they're all lined up for next
but
week.
But I think some of the listeners missed the point. We weren't talking about so much whether or not we were mixing the music and the talk.
Right. Yeah. So much is about bending the rules of copyright. Of
what are we allowed to play on the show?
Yeah. What are you allowed to play?
But not only this, I mean, if we are willing to bend the rules a little bit, then maybe our listeners will send in some things that are bent.
Yeah, get bent. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you. Loud and clear. Yeah. Turn it up.
On that note, how about some music from one of our favorite Sub Pop bands, the Constantine?
It's not over.
Oh, we still have 2 minutes.
See, they sound so
Constantine's. Mitch freaked out halfway through the song. Go, oh, it's over. It's over. It's almost over.
No, it's not. Oh,
yeah. Well, they sound.
I'll leave it in.
I was saying they sounded so punk rock. Their singer's so hard.
Yeah.
That you'd almost expect them to have a 60-second song.
I don't remember the last Constantine track we played being that tough.
Constantine's always sound a little, I mean, sometimes they get sensitive. Big guys have emotions too.
I know.
Yeah. And it's hard to believe, but
this big guy has emotions. Oh,
Mitch, you're such a toasted golden marshmallow of a man. Like crusty on the outside, a little crusty on the outside, but gooey in the inside and white. I love you, Mitch.
Oh, Dan, I love you too. Okay.
All right.
Warm fuzzies. Okay, we have two more tracks and we're totally running over.
Yeah.
And I think one of them's yours and one of them's mine.
One of my favorite tracks of the night is the one that I have coming up. Entrance.
There you go. Maybe we should have played this track at the entrance to the show.
Wouldn't that have been ironic? Oh, no, not at all. Actually,
that would have been cute.
This is more ironic.
Maybe we should have played it at the exit of the show. To be ironic.
Baby!
Yeah. My friend Mark turned me on to them.
That's awesome, dude.
Isn't it good?
It's like old school blues, like with like modern sort of new wave electro. Yeah, goodness.
Psychedelic, sweet.
Yeah,
gooey,
it's sweet, dude.
Honey. Yeah, it's awesome. Apparently, a little bit of a claim to fame here.
Uh-oh.
My friend Mark.
Yeah.
He's a friend of the bassist.
Whoa!
Yeah, I know.
Yeah!
You can touch me if you want. And apparently this guy, my virtual best buddy, was also the bassist in the ill-fated Zwan. You remember of Billy Corgan fame?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Never really quite worked out.
I got that album.
Do you?
I never heard
any of it.
I don't have it. I got it.
Ah.
I left it.
Yeah, really? It didn't make the move to the UK, did it?
No.
It wasn't on Noah's boat.
I don't think it made it from House A in LA to House B in LA.
Really?
Much as House B in LA to...
I would have loved to have heard that.
What do you mean? You can still buy it.
Can you?
It's not good.
Oh. P.U. Huh?
Wow. I mean, no, I liked it. It reminded me of the Smashing Pumpkins.
But not in the best way.
It was neat to have Jimmy Chamberlain back on the drums again.
Yeah, that guy's a machine.
Which there is actually a Jimmy Chamberlain band, which actually
he's in.
Yeah, no, yeah, it's like the Jimmy Chamberlain band.
But Jimmy Chamberlain and his band, not quite the same either, huh?
Well, it was pretty good.
I love Jimmy Chamberlain, and I like the Pumpkins a lot. They were a big foundation of my youth. But I'm kind of glad to hear that Billy Corgan, his swan didn't work out. His swan flew south for the winter.
Yeah.
Because I always thought his ego was just a little bit too much to bear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally. Has he done anything since Zwan?
No, I'm sure he's just rolling around in his pile of money.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, did you ever see the Smashing Pumpkins live?
Probably has a wig made out of $100 bills. No, yes, I did. In fact, I saw them at Lollapalooza.
Didn't it suck?
It was horrible.
Like the worst live band I ever loved their album of.
Yeah, yeah.
Like I loved Siamese Dream, like beginning to end.
No kidding.
At least 300 times.
It was an opera, that album.
Yeah.
It was brilliant.
But like... I could not see that band live. Yeah. It just was
not
fun.
That, but they were just... the times I saw them, they were just complete prima donnas. And you know, the Beastie Boys blew up the spot before them, right?
Yeah,
and
totally.
So they came on pissed off because they did. Beastie Boys got the crowd all happy, you know?
Yeah,
and they walked off early because everyone clearly was still in love with the Beastie Boys through their set. And they were just like, screw
and
you guys.
I don't think they've ever actually successfully performed live.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Every time they tried, it was just like, duh.
It falls a little short. Well, with an album like Siamese Dream, man, only the Arcade Fire could top an album in a live performance, I think. No, okay,
wait,
that's
what
totally
are you talking
great.
About? How are you going from Siamese Dream to Arcade Fire?
Well, it's about that difference, isn't it, between the album and how much you love the album and then the performance. And I know a lot of bands.
There's a lot of bands that can top their good albums.
You know the one that I always had trouble with was Faith No More, going way back in the time machine.
Oh, yeah.
Faith No More's album, Angel Dust, awesome, right?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Epic.
And then you see him, epic, whoa, epic.
Yeah.
And then you see him live, and it's just like, you sound like crap. They sounded like total crap every time. And I bought some of their videos, and even the videos sounded like crap.
Yeah.
It's just the album was so produced beyond their means.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
And that's really infuriating.
That's what someone like Butch Vig does for you.
Yeah.
It makes you sound too good.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's something to worry about. But,
I think there's a lot of bands that are out there that write in the studio versus like writing in their garage or writing on stage. And then going into the studio to produce, you know, there's tons of bands that are out there where the producer has such a heavy hand in terms of what the overall sound is like.
Yeah. Well, that producer should go on tour with the band and sure that every sound system has the same stuff involved.
Yeah, exactly.
Because otherwise everyone's going to be a little bummed.
But they would never, what a pain in the ass.
Yeah. Yeah. Colossal.
But that's what a lot of those the pop, divas are like. You know, but the thing is that they end up
lip syncing.
Well, they end up lip syncing, and or they have like the ultimate sort of click track that just basically does everything except for the vocals.
Right, right.
Automatically, and then they just do the vocals. And
so it's all, you're always going to sound three quarters of the way there.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, it's going to be mostly right no matter what you
do. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, well, Zwan's young, man. He's got time to improve, too. He was born in 1981. He's got soul.
That's the bass player.
No, I'm sorry, not Zwan. Entrance.
Oh.
Entrance, yeah.
Nice. And the bass player from Zwan is in Entrance.
Yeah, yeah.
Excellent. Yeah, all right. Yeah, okay. Got that right.
Put together the jigsaw.
Okay, hey. As the Sheboygies say it, Sheboygies. That's a neat
The Shebegies.
The Shebegies.
Sounds like a breed of dog.
As they say, hey.
The Shebegies, I like that.
Well, we got one last track. A friend of mine mentioned the Chicks on Speed to me today, and I went on their site and checked it out. And they've got a song devoted to MySpace, which I had to play. Go ahead, turn it off if you guys are sick of MySpace, but I thought it was a funny track. The lyrics are particularly funny. These German babes playing some tunes. See you guys soon. I hope it's next week, but I'm moving.
Oh, yeah. Is there any chance that we could podcast in the new flat next week?
I hope so. There's a good chance of that.
New flat's dope. When are you guys going to install the hot tub in the backyard?
That's okay. What's that?
When are you going to install the hot tub in the backyard?
Well, we're just going to put the hot tub in the bathroom.
That's cool. Is it safe to bring mics in there? What's the voltage through these puppies?
Yeah, we're moving to the burbs.
Yeah, well, if you anyone know, should introduce...
You're going to have a baby.
Hot tubs to Belsize Park area.
Yeah, it should be me.
You guys. Yeah, it'd be you guys.
Let's do it.
Good way to get to know the neighbors.
What do you say, babe? Hot tub?
Ace. Thumbs up.
All right. See you guys. Adios. Chicks on Speed coming up.
My space, your space, whose space is it? Let's rejunk. Drag and drop. My space, your space, whose space is it? Let's rejunk. Drag and drop.
It's a trickster. It's a big party and everybody's got their interest. Everyone's a winner, giving that up meaning. Think Paris Hilton's preaching. Now models ain't stupid. Read it in a tabloid for powdering and lipstick. They get a lot of dough. The world is on its desktop. Can't feel the earth move. Everybody jump. Right now.
Wow! You're sexy, hyper reality TV show. Click here to change your name. Let's make history, history.
Now Madonna is complaining about injustice charges. Can't you see yourself watching yourself? Ask
Google, what do you see? Madonna sitting on a Euro Million dream.
The media are loving it, everybody's buying it. I get it for free for my personality. Do you exist in the internet? Freedom online, who's knitting the net?
My space, your space, whose space is it? Let's rejunk, drag and drop. My space, your space, whose space is it? Let's rejunk, drag and drop. What? Spot, spot, you sexy, hyper reality TV show. Click here to change your name. Let's make history, history. What? Spot, spot, you sexy, hyper reality TV show. Click here to change your name. Let's make history.
good.